Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is Five GMs in a Trench Coat. Sup, chums? Welcome to another episode of Five GMs in a Trench Coat. To my left,
I'm Tanlin playing Madame Despair, who might get flatlined this episode.
Hello, I'm Kim, and I'm playing Haku. And, we're just gonna figure out how this all goes.
Guys, I've taken one damage. I'm Tanner, I play John. One damage, I've taken seven damage so far.
I'm Madam, I play Doc, and I've taken no damage.
I've also taken no damage. High five.
So, I think things will be fine. I'm down a leg, but, you know, it's not the first time.
Haku and John and Wesley are on the floor above. The floor around them is kind of busted up, and Wesley is still unconscious. And then the floor below, we find ourselves an unarmed Doc and an unarmed Madame Despair.
I'm never unarmed as I have this noggin.
With three security forces and a woman with swords for arms.
Shit, I hope they understand that I'm not disarmed as long as I have this noggin.
And Doc is missing a leg, so there's that. John, it's your turn.
Okay, how hard would it be for me to get Wesley onto the helicopter right now?
You're going to have to throw him, and it's a bit of a throw, so it's going to be hard.
Can't these helicopters, like, land in, I played Cyberpunk, they land on, like, in an apartment complex or something, remember?
Yeah, but they need somewhere to land.
Oh, see, we're in a shattered skyscraper.
Kim, whose side are you on? Okay, I'm going to try to judge how hard this is going to be, because it'll change my approach, you get me?
You would say it's a body of 15, if you were to guess.
Because
Wesley's pretty
maybe
small.
Maybe in athletics?
Athletics, yeah, athletics of 15.
What's happening on their floor? Can I get, like, a read on what's happening down there?
Alex is getting ready to strike. They're kind of, and then the operatives are a little disoriented, but they're also getting ready to shoot.
Do you have a flying think drone? Does your drone fly?
My drone does fly.
Could we tie Wesley to the drone?
I can't imagine it's strong enough to hold a person.
It's not going to be strong enough to hold a person.
That was my whole point the other time.
That's right.
Because I was like, if I could, I would have just sent the drone out there to get Madame Despair. But I was like, I have a feeling it does not hold a person.
Does anybody have any ideas?
No law.
No law.
I'm going to tie the rope to Wesley and hold, like just wrap it around my arm and then... I'm going to see if Wesley, son, you awake?
He's like, he's mumbling.
Boy, we're going to get you out of here. Okay?
He's like,
And then I throw him.
All right, give me athletic check.
Oh, Tanner.
But there's a rope tied around him. So if worst case scenario, he dangles and I'm holding him. And then we're in a different bad situation.
You're right.
You know?
Sure.
Yeah, and then your heavy hitter can't shoot.
16.
Fuck. All right. You toss him over. He lands. He kind of rolls, but he's on there.
All right. Can I do anything else, Jesse? Can I toss a gun towards them? I have an extra revolver on me, remember?
Yeah, you can, like, kick a gun. Well, because it's going to land near Alex. That's the problem.
All right. No worries then. Yeah, then I'll take aim and I'll say, Alex, that's it.
All right, Haku.
I was ready to jump.
Okay.
For the helicopter, so.
Yeah, it'll be a 13. Reflex are cool. Yeah, if you want to do it cool.
What'd you say?
13.
I'm going to spend one luck point to get a 13.
you just watch Haku fall.
No, I spent one luck point. I got a 13.
All right. So next is going to be the operatives. So they're disoriented, so they're going to have some minuses to their rolls. Okay, so they hit the first shot.
No, they don't. I catch it with my teeth. Yeah.
You bite it. It goes through your cheek. You bite it.
Yeah.
Call back.
They hit the second shot. Okay, 17. So 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 for the second shot. Now the second one, I'm going to shoot at you also. Oh, this one might miss. Yeah, okay, so the first shot misses. Oh, second shot here. 15, 14, 15, 16, 16. Now the third person's going to shoot at you. Oh, this one might miss. Second one hits. Well, they're not doing too much damage.
Oh, sure. It's not like I don't have a leg or anything. And
12
no
damage.
Thanks, madam.
Are you half health for Lord?
No.
Okay.
Almost.
Okay.
Just shy.
So now it's Madam D and Doc.
All right, so I have a question.
Uh-huh.
What's the structural integrity of our floor look like?
Not much, because you blew it up and it held.
So are we tilting a little?
It's a little dipped.
Okay. Yeah. You know, because the floor fell above us. Mm-hmm. You know how, like, the floor is made up of, like, metal beams as well that are, like, throughout the concrete? Like, you pour concrete onto the metal, whatever the fuck. Is there a piece big enough for me to, like, just use leverage to push it? That's all I want to do.
What do you mean?
So, I want to tie my belt around this thing and then shove it so it towards the window, like shoves out the window. So Alex has to dodge a big piece of concrete.
All right, yeah, there'll be like a little piece and you can try it. You got to give me like it's going to be a body check or something because you're kicking a big chunk.
Shit, all right.
And then she is pretty agile, so there's a pretty decent chance she might just dodge it.
I want to hold on to it so I can grab her as well if it misses. I'm sliding with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I want to have two chances at hitting her, possibly.
Okay.
Like at Dr. Strangelove, when he's riding the bomb down, and you fucking dog on this going down.
God, I rolled so bad. Okay, so the body to move it was a 10.
Yeah, she could just dodge it.
Okay, and then, so now can I grab for her?
Yeah.
Team, I'm rolling shitty. I rolled a 1. Plus my thing, which is like an 8.
You don't grab onto her.
Okay, but question.
Yeah.
I'm like right next to her, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and let go of my belt and just let the thing tip off. Okay. And I'm just standing next to her. Like, yeah, looking over.
Standing next to the woman with sword arms.
Yeah. Hi, hello, what's going on?
All right, Madam D.
Okay, I call a trauma team.
All right.
How much money to get them here as fast as possible?
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Damn it.
You send them, say, 2,000 eddies, because you're out in the combat zone. So it's going to be 2,000, and they'll get there in 3 turns.
Done. The guys over there, are they still disoriented?
Yeah, they're still, like, stuff, but they're still, like, debris and stuff, so they're a little disoriented.
I need a gun! Dude, I'd just kill myself if I put myself over there. I mean, I was going to kill myself anyway earlier, but, you know.
You got saved now.
Yeah.
Saved is a strong word.
You got delayed to death. Get delayed
death.
God damn it. How close are they to?
They're quite a distance.
So I wanted to try... How much money to get you guys to stop? But I don't think it's going to work.
As long as Alex is up, it's going to be extremely difficult.
Yeah, so like, are there any other exits than the ones that the guys are at?
I mean...
Other than the window.
Yeah, there's the window, there's doors and stuff.
This is a giant floor.
Right?
We're in a skyscraper, take off.
Yeah, right? Because I'm like, I could just flee. I think I'll just flee.
All right.
Try and see if I could flee, but I have a -2 to everything I do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you just run.
Yeah?
You can just start running.
Start running. Run into a door that's unoccupied.
That you believe is unoccupied.
That I believe is unoccupied.
Yeah.
I'm gonna die right now.
Go through a door, you don't see nothing.
Well, is it just like a hallway or?
Yeah, just another hallway.
Okay. Okay.
Keep running.
Yeah, keep fucking running, dude. Like, what? Try and find stairs? I don't know. That's pretty much.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, try and find stairs.
Alright, well now it's Alex's turn. So she's gonna start swinging at Doc. What's your reflex?
My reflex is
You can try to dodge this. She got a 24, so
I'm not gonna be getting it no matter what.
Okay, second attack. She got a 18. So it ignores half. So melee attacks ignore half your armor. 5. So that's 11 for the first attack. Oh no, that's a 5. Okay, so and then that's a 11, 12. 12 for the second attack.
Okay, so altogether it's 23 reduced by 6.
All right. So then, yeah, that's back to the top. So, John?
You're just getting stabbed and giving you a thumbs up.
I have a question.
Yeah?
Are you the... You're the only one who can get comms, like, messages and shit in your head, yeah?
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay. Could try it, but it's risky.
Aku, you have any ideas?
I was
going to
yell, cover your eyes and throw my flashbang in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I cover my eyes.
Is Aku going next? Because then, yeah, I'll let Aku go first.
That was just my idea.
You both are this.
Yeah, so I'll cover my... I'll just be like, ah! Yeah,
it's just, cover your eyes, and I'm just going to throw my flashbang in that way.
So, yeah, so it seems like Alex is disoriented by it, and two of the soldiers are disoriented by it, but...
Nice.
I mean, no, sorry, two soldiers got out of it.
Oh,
but one is disoriented by it.
Right, so that's me.
Yeah. Okay. I'll toss a grenade at the soldiers though.
All right.
Because that seems like
the floor falls through again. If we're lucky, there's more weight on the floor too. Because the floor fell through from the floor, it should be easier to fall through.
Yeah. So do I hit him, Jesse? Like I'm throwing it kind of towards the middle.
Yeah. So you just kind of hit him. Roll your damage. Yeah.
I do crit.
Yes.
So that's
Tanner. You're a playmaker.
But thanks, buddy. 12 plus 5, 17, 21 damage.
21 damage. Let me write that down. And then roll 2d6s to see what kind of damage you do.
Seven.
Okay, so you kind of... So it falls down, and it kind of goes underneath some rubble, so a bunch of, like, shrapnel gets into them. So they're pretty hurt.
Does the floor give again?
Oh, shit. Yeah, the floor gives. They collapse down one more.
So now it's just me and Alex.
Yeah, now that I've thrown that grenade, Jesse, is there anything else I can do? Can I take another one?
What are you trying to do?
Can I pry? Oh, can I like jump and tackle Alexa? Alexa. Alex off of what is her name? Alexa.
Alex.
Okay, it was Alex. All right. Off of Doc. Can I jump and tackle her off? You know, grapple her.
You already did your attack.
That's fine. It's fine.
We need a rope, bestie.
What?
Did you let go of the rope?
Well, yeah, I let go of it, so it's on Wesley now. If you wouldn't mind, actually, if you wouldn't mind untangling that rope, tying it, so that we have something to grab onto. Also, can you send your drone to help us over here? We're in a bit of a rough spot. And then I'm going to jump down. I'm going to jump down onto the same level. That's all. Okay. Is that okay, movement?
Wait for you. Hi, John.
Doc, we're going to get out of this.
Oh, yeah.
Tips hat.
I'm not worried yet.
So the soldiers are down another level, so it sounds like they're really disoriented, so it seems like we blew up
twice.
They got
flashbanged, and then...
in a matter of seconds...
Hey, man.
All right, so now it's Madam D just going to keep running?
Well, because what I wanted to do was run around to see if I can get behind the people with guns and see if I could sneak and fuck on one of the disoriented ones and steal a gun. They're but they're downstairs now. So it's like, well, fucking, what do I do now?
Bro, get a chair. Come in with a fucking RKO this bitch, dude. Let's get fucking WWE on this house. Listen, hey.
What's around me right
it's
now
time
in this
to get
room?
Gritty.
Now, there's some pipes you could, like, pull out.
I'm grabbing a pipe.
Yep.
I'm grabbing a pipe and I'm running back.
Anyway, I saved you for a reason. Fucking dying.
What are the specs? Can I get back? What are the specs on the pipe? give me the pipe specs.
3d6. This is a nice head. This is a weighty.
Oh, fuck yeah. It's a lead pipe.
Yeah, it's a lead pipe.
I'm going to Alex to.
Alright, so you can. You're getting close, but you're not quite there.
Fuck.
All right, well, it's her turn.
It's like, throw it.
Your turn. Sorry, it's your turn. Yeah, sorry.
It was me before here. Please. Okay, so question. Like I did before, pieces of concrete, heavy pieces of concrete, are there any really heavy, like big pieces that typically would be hard for me to push near the window? Because we're right by the window, right?
I mean, yeah, there'd be... There's one that kind of looks crumbly. It might... Like, it seems like it might hold
right,
itself.
Does it have any, like, metal or piping sticking out at all?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. I would like to take out the pair of handcuffs I have. And I want to just around her ankle and around the thing, and then as much as of my weight as I can put into the thing, slam into it.
All right, give me a brawling check.
Son of a bitch. I'm not very brawling.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to happen.
I'm not going to roll then, Jesse.
Can you get over 20?
No. Well, I'm not going to be able to wrap it around her ankle.
Yeah, she kind of like kicks you away. Well, she's going to start swinging.
Well, once she got saved her, but you know. I just go, I saved you, bitch. Spit on her again. Spit on her leg.
Can you get more than a 21?
No.
I'm sorry, amigo. Hey, maybe if I get all ones.
Dude, I'm sorry, amigo, dude.
Oh, wait, I'm an idiot. Let me take some medicine.
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
That is a thing I can do. I have that ability. It is speed heal, which will heal my body. So heal body plus will. Body, where the fuck's my will at? Will 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I heal 11, so I'm at 17.
All right.
I forgot. I'm a medic.
A doctor.
Yeah. You just see me like, fucking stab something in my ribs and give you a thumbs up.
And then she stabs you in the same place. Yeah. You're like,
oh, you bitch. You didn't get all the way in.
So 9 damage for the first attack.
So it, hold on. So it's reduced by 2, so it's 7. So I go to 10. I'm at 10 health. I'm all right, you guys.
Second attack. Can you get higher than an 18 on your reflex?
No.
14?
14. Yeah, no way. I'm down.
All right. So on your turn, you're going to have to start making death saves.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to this week's middle of the episode. Our first ad comes from our friend Rain over on Fennec Fables.
Hi there, y'all. I'm Rain Grimm. I operate the YouTube channel Fennec Fables, a relaxing hole-in-the-wall bar where I, as the fabulous Fennec host, discuss tips and suggestions I have for improving your TTRPG games. Using my experiences from my years of playing and running private games, public one-shots, as well as working as a game shop manager to give you some interesting ideas to ponder as you play or prepare. Some of my more recent videos include me interviewing a game studio about one of their upcoming releases, discussing with a map maker on how to best involve the terrain beyond just fights, and some of my own personal RPG horror stories. I upload long-form videos every other Thursday, as well as some shorts to spur some ideas and give folks a chance to share their own experiences at the table. If you're interested in world-building questions or jumping-off points for quests or peculiar scenarios, I share those daily, so I recommend checking out my socials on Twitter, Blue Sky, or dropping in on the channel Discord, which you can all find on the YouTube channel page, as well as a link to my Etsy if you're interested into any cool punk stickers. Come on down to the bar and have a relaxing time. I look forward to chatting with you. Talk to you later. Bye.
Be sure to check out our friend Rain. We'll have all those links in our episode description, plus his new Etsy shop. Definitely suggest you go check it out. All right, our second ad this week comes from our friends over on Lizards and Locations.
Hey there, this is John from Lizards and Locations.
And Cotton Candy.
We have a lot of campaigns we want you guys to check out, like Strixhaven, Syllabus of Shenanigans, Pillars of Creation, Roy, a.k.a. Roots of Yggdrasil, and Mass Effect, Broker Builder, Corporate Spy.
Ooh, sounds mysterious.
Kinda is, yeah. We also have one-shots, a lot of one-shots. We also have a little podcasting where we ramble. It's called Tavern Ramblings.
Whoa.
Where can you find us?
Oh my god, find us on Instagram, Mastodon, Hive, Twitter, Blue Sky, Facebook. That's not what you meant.
It's not. No, I was actually saying, like, where can you see us?
Oh, find us on YouTube and Spotify and everywhere you listen to podcasts, like Podbean, Good Pods, I don't know, Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, fast stuff. Yeah, we also have a lot more content that we're going to be putting out through things like Patreon and Ko-fi, Coffee, Ko-fi.
Buy me a pizza.
That, sure. I'm making a whole new world called Drasinger.
Full of dressings?
Full of dragons, but yeah, sure, we'll put that in the back pocket. When can they find us?
Oh my goodness, on a Wednesday in the middle of the week. That would be the third day of the Sunday.
There's no 10 days here, but that's regardless. Can we roll yet?
Be sure to go check out our pals over on Lizards and Locations. They are a hilarious group. You won't be disappointed. One quick shameless plug before we get back to the episode. Be sure you're tuning in to Fad Jams Presents Students of Strixhaven. They're releasing every Wednesday using D&D 5e as the Strixhaven book as inspiration. So check it out. We're hilarious. And we have a fantastic guest, Kuro Hitsuki. So be sure to check it out. Second episode coming this Wednesday. Alrighty, friends. Let's get back to this very tense episode, shall we? And hope that nobody dies. Let's get back to our regularly scheduled programming. Back to the episode.
All right, so that was Alex's, so it's John's turn.
No, okay. So Trauma Teen gets here in one more turn?
Yeah, one more turn.
Yeah, okay. It's fine.
If I boost, if I stim pack Doc, does he...
You can't stim twice in one day. You can only do it once a day.
Fuck me.
Was that a stim pack that I
Yeah,
used?
Yeah. I forget what they're called, but you can only
For
do
me,
them once a day.
It's a speed heal.
Yeah, speed heal. You can only do once a day. Otherwise, it's like poison. It becomes poison.
So, Jesse, how close is she to the window?
She's pretty close to the window.
I'm kind of like, do I just check her off? Yeah, you know I mean,
you still have your gun,
yeah? Yeah, but like, what?
She got hit by a bomb. My shotgun's up here.
No, but I jumped down already. Yeah, I'm just okay. I'll just unload on her. I'll just be like, well, that was my friend.
All
right. What are you shooting with? Because she's pretty close to you, so using your assault rifle will be kind of difficult. But use your pistol.
Interesting. Can I dual wield my revolvers and shoot her?
You know what? I'll let you.
Hell yeah, Jesse. I'm just gonna let my friend.
Since this is an emotional moment, I'll say you can do it.
Hell yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna roll.
I didn't know she was a 2-1,000.
Two shots.
If I knew that, I would have calculated better. That's all it was.
So obviously,
yeah, that's the thing. 21 to hit. You're good.
21 to hit. Okay, so you hit the first one.
And then a 23 to hit.
Oh, yeah, you hit both.
This is for Doc.
Spits up blood again.
11.
11.
For the first one.
All right.
Fuck.
Dude, it's a crit.
Totally, bro.
And then 14 for the second.
14? Okay, one sec. Alright, Aku.
Hello, I'm gonna send my drone that way to try and shoot Alex.
Alright.
So that's what I'm gonna do. Blaster. We'll see how this goes.
How much?
18.
18.
And then, Jesse, sorry. Can I also move in between her and Doc?
Yeah.
Like I don't care if I get melee range, but like I just want to be in between the two of them.
Okay, yeah. So you said 18?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you hit.
I spit blood on you. And dead, because I think it's still her. Unconscious.
Did you not love me?
No. 13 damage?
13. All right. Madam D.
Fuck, I'm Madam D. Oh, I was running at her to fucking conquer over the head with the goddamn...
Pipe.
Yep. Do a brawling check.
Okay. Where the fuck is that?
Kim doesn't have brawling, dude. There's no way.
She got a 20, so could you get above a 20?
No.
Yeah, so she misses.
I thought I rolled high, too.
You miss. All right, now it's your death save.
What do ties do?
I think you're good.
All right, cool.
So now your thing goes down by one.
All
right.
Hey, it's okay. Trauma team.
Yeah, trauma team. So trauma team.
Blood bubbles gurgle out of my mouth.
Whoa.
Trauma team. You see trauma team start pulling in. When she sees this, she, her chest kind of opens up a bit. And so smoke erupts from her. And now.
Kill her.
Don't see her anymore.
Kill her.
All right. It's John's turn.
You coward. You come back here and fight like... I don't know.
Funny, I know.
And then, can I... Would it be my action to look for her, Jesse?
Yeah, you'll have disadvantage, though, because there's smoke.
But it would be, would that take my action? You get me?
Yeah. All
right. How fast are they going to get John? I mean,
pretty
Doc.
Quick. Pretty quick. It'll be before he, since if there's no one shooting at them, then they'll be able to just get up and...
Do you think they'll have them on their helicopter in 10 seconds, Jesse?
I mean, yeah, they're pretty quick, as long as no one shoots at them.
Those guys are downstairs. Disoriented. What the fuck?
So most likely, yes, if shit starts going down, then no.
Okay. Does Trauma Team go before Alex would?
They go...
After?
No, they would go after, yeah, because they just showed up.
I want her to die. I want her to die really, really badly.
I second that.
I second that.
I just don't want to deal with her again later.
Real.
Although, when we have our stuff back, we'll be fine.
Jesse, if I pick up Doc and carry him to Trauma Team, does that fix the whole, they, you know, get him turn?
Yeah, well, they'll still go at the end of the round.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, like, mechanically speaking.
No, I follow you. I'm going to look for her. Fuck it. And then I'm going to pull out my katana. Remember that katana I got, like, a couple seconds? I'm going to pull that out and just start swinging. 13?
No, you don't see her.
I mean, there's only a couple places she could go.
Mm-hmm.
like, really?
Like the trauma team, maybe. You know. I'm just kidding. Yeah, or am I? All right, Aku, you want to do anything?
Have your thing scanned for her.
Huh? I can't do that.
Oh.
I wish it could. That'd be great.
Dude, does the copper have lights? Shine lights through the smoke to see her shadow, bro. I don't think that works. Get clever! I don't fucking know!
Yeah, I know. I was trying to see if I had anything to, like, outline and stuff, but I unfortunately don't think
I have sadness and pain.
Yeah, me too, bro. Yeah, no, I'm just gonna ready an action to do something if I see her.
Alright, Madam D?
I will also ready a...
Well, do you want to maybe get on the helicopter?
Can I? Is it right there? Right there? Right there?
Well,
would I be able to?
Yeah, you could just tell him to lower down.
I was like, just yeah, like, can I help her get on?
Okay. Yeah.
Can we get on it? Am I able to grab anyone? Doc's next to me.
Doc needs trauma team.
Yeah, he needs trauma team. Well,
actually, could I get to Doc? Would I have been able to get to Doc?
You could try to jump out, yeah.
Because I have first aid.
I do too, actually. I'm maybe... Fuck, that's what I would have done. I didn't even think that we could have stabilized
him. Oh, yeah, yeah. You could just stabilize him if you want.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I gotta... So you gotta do a... It's a 15.
That's possible.
I have really good first aid.
I'll try, and if I fail, then I'll let you know. Aku, I need your help.
Okay, yeah, that's actually what I'll do with my action instead. Already.
I didn't do it.
Okay.
Aku, I need your help.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to try and jump and get over there. Is that a...
No, you can just jump, because the reason you had to jump was because a big chunk of it was blown off behind you.
Okay.
From the explosion, so...
Yeah, then I'll make my way over to Doc and then give him first aid.
Ironically, you know, because he...
21.
Oh, okay, so you stabilized.
Am I conscious?
No, you're not. You're still unconscious. So trauma team comes up, pats you down, and they get you in their thing, and you guys have no more issues from them.
Great.
So you guys want to all hop in the helicopter?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I unfortunately don't have anything that could help us find Alex. There's so much smoke.
So are we all getting in the helicopter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pilot, do me a favor. Is that okay? Just use that. Go down about, how tall is this building? What level are we on?
There's like 100 floors, yeah.
Go down about 40.
Okay. He lowers down.
Oh my god.
I toss it at Jesse.
Insurance!
Yeah, I toss insurance in.
Alright, are you gonna time it or?
It takes 10 seconds, I think we said? 5 seconds, surprise! Five seconds, boom.
Yeah.
Alright.
My knife!
I'll make you a new
rifle.
You bastard.
We'll buy you some stuff, dude.
Well, you guys.
Yeah, no, probably get the fuck out of here. Go, go, go!
You watch as the building collapses upon itself.
I think we did the city a favor. I think this will be good for my campaign, actually.
Where's Wesley? He's just there.
He's there. He's unconscious right now.
I think Vader's just like kind of like on him, just like looking just so
like fuck, bro.
So distraught.
You're all flying off into the sunset, and a mission successful.
Question mark.
She's dead. She's dead, right, Jesse? I used insurance, so. And there's 40 flights of stairs in like 10 seconds? Okay.
Insurance, though.
I'm just saying. Aku, I'm going to need you to make me another one of those.
All right. I guess I'm going to get really good at making these. I guess you are making me an explosives guy, John.
Sorry about that. Not intentional, but you know.
I can put that in my
Probably kill Alex. Alex with this.
Other jobs to do, like, immediately.
We do have other things to do, actually. We gotta go deal with all that stuff. I'm still the avocado called it, so.
Do I come too?
Eventually, yeah, you'll come
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I asked them, I'm like, I don't care what it is, just get me operational as soon as possible.
Okay, well, it's gonna, what's your body?
7.
What's your maximum health?
40.
So, what's 7 divided by 40? 6, so it takes 6 days for you to heal up.
I want them to do it faster. I'll take anything that makes it go faster.
You could half that time. If you'll pay like 500 eddies, it'll give you some stims.
Can I have that time too? If I give them more eddies?
I mean, then you're gonna have to start making body checks to see you don't kill yourself. Because now you're just dumping yourself in the medicine.
Well, because we have to do stuff immediately.
I mean, it could wait 3 days.
Can it wait 3 days actually? Like in world?
I'd rather you not kill yourself.
I'd also rather I not kill myself, but like the game, like narratively, we don't have the time to wait 6 days for me to heal.
3 days.
Yeah, I mean, you heal, so you're gonna heal double, so it's just double your body, so you don't have to stay the whole time.
Yeah, I stayed 3 days.
All right. So, And you're going to have to buy back all your stuff. So,
well, I'll chip in for that. I feel a little responsible for not grabbing
it. Yeah, like, how much is it?
I don't know. I'll have to calculate that, so it'd be better if I did that off mic.
All right, for sure. But I'll spend money.
Yeah, and so Izanami will have a will set up a, what's called a night market, so you can pretty much buy anything while you guys are there.
More grenades.
So if you have anything you guys want to get.
More grenades, more flashbangs.
Everything I need for insurance, or that Aku needs for insurance.
Thanks, bud.
Well, I mean, I think we need to end it here then. A little bit of a short episode, but.
But Jesus Christ.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to be 5 GMs. Hopefully it works out.
You don't even know if she's dead.
They
she's
probably not.
She's not dead, Tanner.
She's a T-1000, Tanner.
She's not fucking dead.
There's no way.
She would have survived the fall. Fuck Jesse. She would have survived the fucking fall.
She would have, like, clicked up all her lips back and then, like, popped back up. It would have been some weird shit, and we would have been, like...
I don't play anymore.
But you guys all made it.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
And Wesley's only kind of traumatized by them.
Yeah, and, well, we don't know if he's cyber psycho.
God, I hope not. God, I hope not. Fuck, anyways, thanks guys for listening. If you like what you heard, I'm distraught. If you like what you're listening to, you can follow us on our socials at 5GemsAndTrenchCoat on Instagram, TikTok, and Threads, and at 5GemsOfficial on Twitter and, I almost said Twitter and Twitter, Twitter and Blue Sky. On all of our socials, you can check out how to join our Discord. Come join. We're super fun. And you can also visit 5GemsAndTrenchCoat.com for world building shit. Meet the cast, you know, all that fun stuff. And you can also, if you want to support us further, you can like, comment, share. Share us with your friends. Share us with your grandma. It's super fun. Adam is going through it over there.
Adam and Omri!
No.
If you want to find me some middle content, go to Adam and Omri.
At ADAVANS Armory on everything.
No laws.
No laws. And Tanlin?
Yeah, I do. On Animation Armory! I do a lot of art for that and for this lovely podcast. Gremlin Frog Art on both Instagram and Twitter. FROGGART. Thank you.
I am writing a thing on Substack. It's called A Key to Other Worlds, and it's about immersion. So come check that out if you like that stuff. Sorry, Kim.
Fuck!
Dude, yeah, you went through that so fast. Anyways, thanks guys for listening. Goodbye!
Bye! Bye.
See ya!
Hello, hello. Thank you for listening to 5GMs in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and 5GMs Official on Twitter and Blue Sky. You can also check us out on our website at 5GMsinatrenchcoat.com. If you like this episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GMsInATrenchCoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.